The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm Ray Andrews, the Executive Director, and every other week we bring you one of these programs. We highlight in a short conversation some of the benefits, some of the expertise, some of the highlights of some of our larger and smaller businesses throughout our chamber membership, and from a variety of topics that we pursue as well. And what we're going to talk about today is essentially a big topic, but condensed into expertise, somebody who's with eCircle Marketing. It's Mike Kaiser who's joining us here for this podcast. Mike, great to have you on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast.
Well, thanks a million for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, when we talk about marketing, we start with that big word. Right. You know, it's when you talk to a physician or somebody within a healthcare specialty, you know, and you say health and wellness. Well, that's a huge topic. Marketing is also a very huge topic. So let's bullet point and break down some of the specialties of eCircle Marketing and the areas that you focus on.
Sure, absolutely. You know, marketing is a big topic. However, in our opinion, it really still boils down to one thing. It's helping clients get new customers, period. However that's done. And in the old days, it might have been on, you know, the three channels that existed on people's TV or print ads or the yellow pages. So the goal is still the same, helping people get more customers. The way you do that has dramatically changed, that's for sure.
And one of the things that I think we've changed, obviously, is even what we're doing now. We've gone from traditional terrestrial broadcasting, radio, television, for example, cable, and now we're doing some things like podcasts. So let's talk about the preparation to be contemporary. A lot of businesses that were established maybe 20, 30, 40 years ago had a different plan. But if they need to upgrade their marketing efforts and they come to you, what are some of the things that you look at immediately that you can assist some of these companies to sort of progress to be a lot more contemporary and successful?
Perfect question. We immediately look at who their target audience is. So we do work with some B2C, business to consumer, mostly B2B, some nonprofit, but we immediately look at who are they trying to reach? How do they need to reach that audience? And that's the first thing we take into consideration before we consider tactics. And what I mean by tactics would be, do we put them on social media? Should they do Google AdWords? Should we do an email campaign? Is LinkedIn marketing right for them? Is video right for them? But before we can ever get there, we start with who the target audience is. And then the very first thing we work on is their messaging. Because regardless of the tactics used, the messaging has to be relevant and effective and break through all the noise to get the attention of their target audience. So that's precisely where we begin.
So Mike, I think when talking to small businesses, and I'm going to say maybe a small retail outlet, coffee shop, somebody who has a very small scale, health and wellness center, for example, if they have a small specialty shop, so on and so forth. There are others like them. How do you get them to stand out and be identified and get their brand out there if they have so much competition in the marketplace?
We start with, when we're working on that, we try to get to them to what we call their one big thing. If there was just one big thing they needed to the world to know about them, whether it is regarding to their particular product or their particular service or the way that it's delivered, but we need them to get to and understand what's their one big thing. because this sounds surprising, but between, you know, online ads, between print ads, radio, television, everywhere, we're being bombarded more than 2,000 times a day with messaging from people trying to get us to take some sort of action. So the first thing we need to do is hone in on what is it that they stand for? What clearly can differentiate them from their competition so we can start to develop the right messaging around it? And then from a technical standpoint, now we find that a lot of very small businesses simply can't afford a marketing agency. So we primarily focus on small businesses, but generally they're businesses that are semi-established, have enough revenue that they can support a marketing agency. However, if a smaller business can't do that, from a tactical standpoint, the biggest thing that we would encourage them to do is make sure that their website is optimized. What we mean by that is make sure their website has all the right keywords, all the right meta tags, fresh content, meaning fresh blogs or fresh videos. But first of all, make sure that the website is optimized and up to date and relevant, and that they're putting fresh content out into the world. We would also have them do a lot of organic social media, possibly some paid social media as well if they're a retail outlet, because that's pretty inexpensive. And then if they can afford it, we would have them probably also invest in search engine optimization. So that's not only making sure that their website is optimized to be found. So when we say optimized, it just means more easily found, that Google boosts you up in organic search rankings. So we would also suggest search engine optimization to them as well before we started getting into more expensive tactics like paid search and things like that. Those can be very, very expensive experiments.
Now you mentioned the small business, or I mentioned the small businesses, and now we should probably progress into those that are probably have an employee load about 50 to 100, and they want to differentiate themselves and get their word out. Obviously, you can look right here in the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce Business Directory. There are a lot of categories of business. So let's go over a few of them just anecdotally, if we can, types of businesses that you've worked with before and some of the approaches you've taken to really make a difference in terms of their marketing approach.
Sure. And it really varies from business to business. But I'll give one example. So upon considering what are the right marketing tactics, we work with a moving company, mostly retail, some commercial. But because Google AdWords works so well for them, better than anything else we've ever done, they're spending about $8,000 a month on Google AdWords. We certainly wouldn't have a small retail shop do something like that. So AdWords are great for some, like a limo company that we work with, AdWords or placement ads. We work with a credit union where that has worked very, very well. For other businesses, like a salon that we've worked with, mostly social media. Social media was great for them. We come up with a number of different categories that we have social posts on, i.e. frequently asked questions, things that we're working on, you know, did you knows, did you know that we did this? Did you know that we offer that? So for a place like a salon, organic social media worked very, very well. We work with a campground that organic social media has continued to work very well. So continual fresh content, videos, blogs, things like that, just constantly keep social media posts going out. And that has really sent their business into the, boy, they're booked to capacity all the time. So it really varies from business to business and candidly what they're able to afford.
It's an excellent thing that you do in terms of meeting with all these individual businesses and the wide variety of businesses that you work with and have been working with, Mike. But I'm sure that you've encountered sometimes a business where you have to, and I have to be transparent even as an executive director of a chamber, where you'll explain what you do to me, and I'm not so sure I entirely know what you do. after you've explained it. So there is sort of that intellectual engagement that you have to understand them comprehensively to know the mission, to know the product, to know the service, and get their line of work. Sometimes that can be a real challenge because as a marketer, as you know, you have to know your product.
You absolutely hit the nail on the head. So not only is marketing sort of this nebulous subject to some people, more so, oftentimes it's a very contentious subject for people. I'll talk to businesses all the time that will say, oh, we got this new website, it didn't do anything for us. And we hired this other company, you know, my best friend's daughter-in-law, she's really good at this social media stuff. We hired her to do that and it didn't go anywhere. So there's a lot of distrust in it. A lot because, as you said, it's not understood. And secondly, people just haven't gotten the results. So oftentimes people are, you know, they shy away a little bit when they hear the word marketing agency.
Yeah. Well, your job is actually to gather the information. I mean, that's what you do. So typically, if I'm coming to you at East Circle Marketing, and this is my first conversation with you, Mike, I have a funny feeling I'm not the one who's going to ask a lot of questions. I think you're probably going to ask me, as a business owner, a lot of questions.
I that's funny. I always warn them up front. I said, I am going to be asking you about a million questions today. And then I don't make any sort of proposal to them until I've been able to go back and digest all the information and confer with my team and say, what do we think the best approach is here? So the conversation always starts with, how come we're talking? You know, what's not working for you from a marketing standpoint that you're ready to have this conversation? And my gosh, people sort of spill their guts at that point and spill their anger with other things they've tried and how much money they've wasted and all sorts of things. So then we find out why it's not working. What have they tried? Did anything ever work in the past, or has the marketing always been sort of haphazard? We get to, how would we know if it's working? Like, do you have specific revenue goals? Do you have goals of new clients? How do we actually measure and monitor if something was working or not working? And probably not surprisingly, most people don't really have a ready answer for that. A lot of times it's either not working or it's working, but they haven't really sat down to think about specifically, what do we want out of this? Yeah, and that's where it starts. And then that conversation can go all sorts of directions.
Let's talk a little bit about metrics, because that is so critical. And you can actually create a database and you can graph and figure out what is working and progress some of the actual click-through rates, for example, on websites, or who's engaging with your email blasts, or if you're doing something on an app that's been downloadable. That's easy. There's some other technologies, or there historically, you know, radio, television, a good example, even newspaper circulation. You don't know who's cutting out the coupons at their kitchen table.
Right.
So it's kind of hard to track that. So how do you navigate this incredibly diverse landscape, knowing that you can come up with hard numbers in some areas, but not hard numbers in others?
Well, I'll answer that in two ways. I'll share a very brief story that I promise gets to the answer to your question. But I got a client several years ago, pre-pandemic, owns a very large sign company. They do all sorts of signage. And we were talking, and pardon my language, but at one point, the owner of the company said, okay, this all sounds well and good, but what do you suck at? And I said, I'm happy to tell you, we suck at print ads, we suck at radio, we suck at television, so we stay away from it. And to your point, a lot of it's very difficult to measure. It's hard to measure viewership. It's hard to measure engagement with an ad. Mostly what we do is online. So to bring up a couple of things that you mentioned, like a website, for example, we go into every client's website every month and see how many visitors there were, what pages they got to the website from. So what were they searching? We can search what phrases they searched in Google that led to that website. We can see how long they stayed there. We can see generally what geographic location they're from. So that data is readily available to us. Right. Google makes data readily available to us as well. So with a Google ad, for example, same thing. You can go see how many people clicked on it, what the conversion rate is. You can even see what revenue numbers it led to in some cases. We also use another product for placement ads, the exact same thing. We have 100 data points that we can look at to see the effectiveness of an ad. Same with social media, not only organic social, but paid. So for online marketing, the creators of the tools have made the metrics relatively easy to get to and understand. Now, as far as the print and radio and TV, you would have to talk to an agency that does that.
Yeah. And of course, those other traditional types of media have digitized. They have their own digital outlets as well. So they've recognized that. So it's been a great conversation. We've had a lot of ground that we've covered. Mike, I know that a lot of our podcast listeners here at the Chamber from time to time scratch their head, wonder, how do I pick it up a step here and examine my marketing efforts? And it's always good to do that. So how can they get a hold of you and set up some time where they can learn more?
Sure. They can reach me toll free at 866-627-6753. Or emailing me is good too, mike@ecirclemarketing.com. And anybody that just wants to sit down and have coffee and chat about what's working or not working in their marketing, I'm happy to have a conversation. No implied sales meeting, just sit down and talk marketing. It's my favorite subject.
Excellent. And of course, because of technology and new media, if this were radio back in the day, and you just did that, I'd ask you to repeat the numbers and your email address and spell it. And if you're driving in rush hour traffic, that might not be the most easy thing to do.
Right.
Here you are. It's a podcast. New technology. You can go back and get that information again and learn more. eCircle Marketing. Mike Kaiser, thanks for being on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast.
Great. Thanks a million for having me. Have a wonderful evening.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson@quincham.com.